Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard. It is Wednesday, July 9th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. That's the website from which this broadcast emanates this night and every night. And I want to tell you, I am glad to be here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes by 9 o'clock Eastern Time, which it is where I'm doing this broadcast from, I am absolutely beat. But I want to tell you something. It is a relief to be able to be doing this broadcast right now because this evening has been a major chore for me. I'm continuing in this amazing process of trying to get my apartment in order. Part of the process included putting out a very old and heavy and very lovely but no longer relevant Remington typewriter that weighed about 200 pounds. I didn't have to do the heavy lifting. And also a beautiful IBM Selectric, which still works, but which really just takes up too much space. So if you're interested in that IBM Selectric, it's sitting in the garbage out behind my apartment. And if you need to know where my apartment is, just contact Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League. I can assure you that he has the address. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I spent some time here this evening. This is just really lovely. Posing for some pictures. I've had people complaining to me that the pictures that I run in my books and in American Free Press are, some of them claim they're high school graduation photographs. Not quite that, but I said, all right, well, I'm going to get some new pictures taken. And I want to tell you, it's a chore, particularly when you don't even know how to start up your own digital camera. But in any case, that chore is over with, I hope. I haven't looked at the pictures. I don't know how they came out. And I want to tell you something. When you have a double chin like I do, you have to go through all sorts of contortions to try to hide that double chin. But be that as it may, that is done. The big heavy typewriters are out of the office. What else? All sorts of things. Well, folks, nothing really big or exciting to talk about here tonight, but I thought I would share something rather entertaining with you that I came across in my files. It is a letter, a fundraising letter that Senator Charles Schumer, then a member of the House of Representatives, sent out to people across the country. And I would guess, I would suspect from the tone of the letter, that it was probably sent to largely Jewish contributors. Well, we will be going to a break very shortly, and when we come back, I'm going to read you the Schumer letter and some material to preface what inspired Mr. Schumer's letter. I think you'll find it interesting from a historical standpoint, certainly interesting from a standpoint of understanding how these criminals like Charles Schumer and like his allies in the Anti-Defamation League have been very, very active in trying to limit freedom of speech in this country. And this goes back to 1997, ladies and gentlemen. And if you get your chronology straight, you'll realize that 1997 came before 2001. And, of course, 2001 was the big turning point as far as these efforts to ban freedom of speech in America. But, you know, they've been going on for a long, long time. And that is why we have the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you don't have real freedom of speech on the major broadcast networks. And that's why, again, why we have Republic Broadcasting, to provide you not an alternative, ladies and gentlemen, but the truth, because you can handle the truth. Stay tuned, folks.
There we go. We can make it right, forever. Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or order by phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, during the break, something occurred to me as I was looking around at my reasonably clean office here. Cleaner than it has been in a while. As I've mentioned on the show, I have a very large book collection. Now, you know, I know what would happen if I was, if God were to call me home right now, and if it were left to the members of my family or my immediate friends who are largely apolitical, the books would probably either be thrown away or they would be sold with books that could be sold to secondhand book dealers. But frankly, a lot of secondhand book dealers wouldn't want to buy my books because pages are turned back and the covers are battered and there's cigar stains in them. Probably have a few pages that are wet from having had some Jack Daniels spilled on them. And there's all sorts of comments scrawled, you know, in the books. Like when I come across some reference to something Abe Foxman said or did, I might scribble some nasty remark in there. But in any case, what I have done, and there's a reason why I'm telling you this, and Mark Glenn knows this, I have written instructions that if anything should happen to me, my substantial book collection, a lot of good books in there, go to Mark Glenn and his family. Now, the reason why I tell you this, folks, is because twice that I can remember in the past, maybe three times, I have known of people in the Patriot movement, one of them, namely the late Joseph P. Camp. I've mentioned him before in this show. His work went back to the 1920s. He's a guy who used to be a colleague of mine at the Spotlight, and he, of course, is the uncle of John Voight and the granduncle of Council on Foreign Relations member Angelina Jolie, the actress. After Joe Camp died, his entire library, very substantial library, kind of got tossed aside. The same thing happened to another prominent nationalist whose wife apparently tossed out his entire library. I won't mention who that is. I don't want to embarrass the family. And there was another case or two where I was aware of that. So what I'm here to tell you folks is if you have libraries of rare or otherwise hard to find books, or really books of any value, books that are of value to you, I would suggest that you find a younger person or younger people who are getting involved in the Patriot movement and make sure that your books go to those persons. You know, I over the years, I have periodically gone through my library and sorted out duplicates, and it's amazing how many duplicates I do have of so many books and pamphlets, and I've passed them on to people over the years. It's something you don't want to think about, folks, but you know what? You know, I'll bet many of you have sons and daughters and grandchildren and friends and maybe people who might be executors of your estates, you know, who probably don't value the literature that you have as much as you do. And I would hate to think that if you have any of my books and you like those books, that whenever you go to heaven, because I know if you're a supporter of RBN or a reader of American Free Press, you are going to go to heaven. I'd hate to think of my books being trashed. So just think about it. Think about somebody you know, some younger person who would appreciate your books, and make sure that your books don't get lost in the morass of your estate. Everybody worries about their money. I wish I had some money to leave. And everybody worries about their house, but they don't think about their books. So that's just something to keep in mind. Well, I probably devoted too much attention to that and probably bored the hell out of many of you, so I'm going to get right into this matter of Charles Schumer. Now, we all know who Charles Schumer is, this horrible, horrible, horrible man who served in the House of Representatives until he got elected to the Senate. Now, in my book, The Judas Goats, and I'm going to kind of read to you from that, because all the information is here. Now, following the Oklahoma bombing, of course, there were many, many people who were raising questions about what really happened there, just as people did after 9-1-1, after the Kennedy assassination, etc. Well, on November 2nd, 1995, Schumer introduced a measure that he called the Republican Form of Government Guarantee Act. Now, it amazes me that Schumer would ever be concerned about the Republican form of government, but Schumer actually proposed to outlaw discussion of what he called, quote, baseless conspiracy theories regarding the government, unquote. He said these baseless conspiracy theories endangered public order. Now, Schumer was already known as perhaps a leading congressional advocate of measures to try to scrap the Second Amendment, but now he was targeting the First Amendment. Now listen to this. I'm reading from my book, so you're just going to have to take me as a source here and accept it for what it is. Under the proposed legislation, Schumer wanted to set up a formal official police state apparatus to silence and control government critics. The Washington-based Spotlight newspaper concluded that Schumer's proposal might have been the most dangerous police state legislation ever introduced in an American Congress as of that time. And frankly, it was, as far as I was concerned. And then the Spotlight launched an effort to defeat the bill. Now, the ADL was lobbying for the measure, but the Spotlight stimulated enough pressure that the scheme was rejected. And what's interesting is, Schumer was so angry that he issued a mass mailing to people across the country saying the target, the Spotlight and its publisher, Liberty Lobby, had quote-unquote targeted him. Well, as I say in my voluminous files here, books and papers and all sorts of interesting things. I just happened to come across Schumer's actual letter the other day. And I'm going to read it to you, folks, because it's actually very entertaining in some respect. I hope you're entertained as much of it by it as I am, and I will comment on some of the things in the letter as we go along here. At the top of the letter, he reproduces a typewritten note that he received from somebody whose name has been kind of obscured, but it's from Biloxi, Mississippi, apparently. 39531 is the zip code, if this letter is for real. If you're the author of this, I'd like to congratulate you. The person writes, Schumer, you are the most dangerous son of a you-know-what in America, not because you are brave and intelligent, but because you are ignorant and stupid. I have begun to believe Adolf Hitler had it right. Just think of all the problems his solution would have solved. Hindsight is always 20/20. Well, I would comment that that's factually incorrect, of course, because Hitler didn't have any solution, as Mr. Schumer here would imply. So I would have to think maybe Schumer dummied up this letter. But his letter reads as follows. This is funny, folks. Dear friend, it's hard to describe what it's like knowing that every time I appear on C-SPAN or Nightline or the evening news, the next day or the day after a note like this will arrive in the mail. I'm New York Congressman Chuck Schumer, and I've been receiving anti-Semitic scrawls like this more and more over the last few years. But you never become numb to this, to hatred this pointed. And each letter and phone call still sends a chill down my spine. But even worse than what this unabashed hatred does to me personally is what I've seen it do to the people on my staff. Young interns in their first or second year of college, idealistic, bursting with optimism, given the simple task of going through each day's mail, and then they open it. You should see the faces on these young kids as they open an envelope to find nothing but a swastika emblazoned on a plain sheet of paper, or a bad photocopy of a gas chamber from Nazi Germany. Well, folks, I would add there's no photograph of any gas chamber from Nazi Germany in existence other than a delousing chamber for clothing at the Dachau concentration camp, which even now the people at Dachau acknowledge was never used to gas anybody. Well, he goes on. Schumer says, or a letter from someone out in America's heartland who doesn't think twice about calling a Jewish member of the United States Congress a kike and proudly signing his name. This palpable hatred and bigotry has brought my staff interns, both Jew and Gentile, to tears more than once. And I've seen how deeply disillusioning it is for them to realize that out in America's heartland, there's something frighteningly wrong with the hearts and minds of many, many Americans. He goes on, blah, 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 blah. So this is interesting. He says, these anti-Semitic attacks, however, aren't prompted by any single issue. My strong support for the state of Israel, for example, they're prompted any time I stand up and take a strong position on any issue. The anti-Semites attack me for my leadership in bringing sensible gun control measures to the United States, the Brady Law, and the assault weapons ban, which I authored in the House of Representatives. They take issue with my strong, consistent support for a woman's constitutional right to choose. Blah, 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 blah. He says, what's even scarier is that much of this anti-Semitism is getting fueled by an organized bloc of the radical right here in America. It gets distilled in careful language. Get a load of that, ladies and gentlemen. Careful language by groups like the Liberty Lobby and becomes bolder, more blatant, and increasingly dangerous as it fans out to the militias and the fringes of the extreme right. We'll continue with this entertainment for the evening when we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had a 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins, Piper here, channeling the evil spirit of Charles Schumer, exercising this demon live here on RBN, reading to you a very funny letter that he sent out back in 1997, bragging about his crimes against America and bleating and moaning about the fact that Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight dared to expose him. He said, the Liberty Lobby is the largest ultra-right-wing organization in America. Not just right-wing, ultra-right-wing. They publish a monthly newsletter called The Spotlight. Well, The Spotlight was neither a newsletter nor was it monthly. It was a newspaper, and it was published weekly. And this, listen to this. He says, they constantly urge their members to harass members of Congress who stand in their way. Harass members of Congress, that is, write to members of Congress and tell them not to put through legislation that runs contrary to the U.S. Constitution. But when you write a letter to a member of Congress like Charles Schumer, he considers that harassment. Well, how does it stand in their way? He says, by restricting access to guns or calling for greater scrutiny of groups who don't consider themselves bound by U.S. law and who frequently violate it. Groups who don't consider themselves bound by U.S. law, most of the groups that Charles Schumer doesn't like are groups that stand in favor of and behind the U.S. Constitution, which is the highest law of the land. Well, he says these violations include Waco and the Oklahoma City bombing. Well, in Waco, ladies and gentlemen, it was the United States government government, prodded by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, that killed all those men, women, and children. See, Charles Schumer is looking at the world in a strange way. The Oklahoma City bombing, we could talk about that for hours. We know that Timothy McVeigh, whatever role he played in that, he was being watched carefully by the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. He was surrounded by government agents and informants, people like Andrea Strassmeyer, who was being handled by that famed, quote-unquote, nationalist attorney, Kirk Lyons. Well, this is interesting. Schumer goes on to say that the Liberty Lobby does its best to camouflage its anti-Semitism. Well, now, isn't that interesting, folks? If Liberty Lobby was trying to stir up anti-Semitism, why would it try to camouflage it? You see, look at that. Think about the ramifications of what Schumer is saying. But he says one only has to look at the Liberty Lobby's leadership to understand its true feelings. Willis Carto, the group's founder and acknowledged leader, has a long history of spouting the most hateful anti-Semitic theories. He's tied to the neo-Nazi movement, etc., etc. But listen to this. He says, this is Schumer, even worse than the words Carto has put to paper is what his Liberty Lobby has actually done. In 1988, they helped catapult former Klan leader David Duke onto the national political stage by making him the Populist Party candidate for president. A party the Liberty Lobby started 4 years earlier as its political arm. And he claims the Liberty Lobby created the Institute for Historical Review, one of the leading distributors of Holocaust denial propaganda in the world. Well, Liberty Lobby didn't create the Institute for Historical Review. Willis Carto did, that's true. But, of course, the Institute for Historical Review was subsequently taken over by a group led by longtime CIA asset Andrew Allen, who still remains behind the scenes at the Institute for Historical Review. He says, now the Liberty Lobby is targeting members of Congress like me who are fighting their frightening right-wing agenda. He says, the Liberty Lobby, Pat Buchanan and David Duke are proof that it's a battle, the battle against anti-Semitism, one that will never be won. He says, it's that effort that prompted the Liberty Lobby to wage this personal attack against me, urging their so-called patriots to distribute a scurrilous investigative report on me. Scurrilous, folks, in the sense that it tells the truth. They shamelessly frighten their members with the ludicrous proposition that I aim to set up a formal police state apparatus. And they describe me as a threat in big, bold headlines in their official anti-Semitic propaganda sheet, The Spotlight. It's turned from a newsletter into a sheet. Oh, I really shouldn't choke up the airways with this garbage, but it is kind of entertaining to read this hysterical stuff coming out of Charles Schumer. I'm sure Mr. Schumer himself didn't write it, but needless to say, it's very instructive. The fact is, this stuff represents a very well-funded political machine in this country that's backed up by hundreds of millions. No, let's make that billions of dollars that are cranked out by the Rothschild Federal Reserve System. The Rothschild created and controlled Federal Reserve System. They can print all the money they want to back up scurrilous scoundrels like Charles Schumer. But, as I say, the good thing is that there are networks like Republic Broadcasting and newspapers like American Free Press to tell the truth. This week, as a matter of fact, in American Free Press, I have an article about RBN reminding people that if you're looking for alternative news and information, RBN is your source on internet radio, the number one source, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sure if Charles Schumer ever gets a chance, he'll take a poke at RBN. All right, stay tuned. We're going to go to the calls when we come back, see what you guys have to say.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper back with you here at republicbroadcasting.org. On a lighter note, I mentioned earlier tonight I was getting some pictures taken, and it's kind of funny, as I've mentioned, you know, I'm a bit of a collector of oddities. And after one of the pictures was taken, I realized sitting in the background was a small bust of Soviet criminal Lenin. It was something that I had picked up as a souvenir when I was in Russia. Well, I thought maybe I shouldn't have a picture of Lenin, a bust of Lenin in the background, so I substituted it with a bust of Thomas Jefferson. Well, of course, Thomas Jefferson would be considered controversial by Charles Schumer and Abe Foxman because, as I mentioned last night, Thomas Jefferson referred to Judaism as a depraved religion. That's the guy who wrote the Declaration of Independence, folks. Well, in any case, I am looking at my computer screen here, and it's telling me that I don't have any callers. Well, a few minutes ago, my computer screen did tell me that I had callers, and I'm just going to take a stab at it. And I'm going to see if Jim from Texas is still out there. Jim, are you out there?
Hello?
Jim, hey, come on up.
Well, Mike, being as you're in a mode tonight of your last will and testament, I would like to make mine, and I intend to leave to bequeath to you and Mark Glenn the only thing I have of any value, which is my attitude, okay?
Well, I tell you what, Jim,
both of you will accept it graciously and will not give them any more quarter than they give us from here on into the end of your life, so to speak.
Well, Jim, based on the fan mail I get for you, I guess that's probably something of value, so I will graciously accept your legacy, but I'd rather have you around for a long, long time to express your attitude on your own, and that way Mark and I won't have to do it for you.
And by the way, my stomach is churning from your reading Charles Chucky Schumer's letter, or whatever it was. I mean, it's enough to make a grown man cry, or women weep, or men faint, or vice versa. It makes no difference. I mean, this is so sickening. It's literally sickening to me to hear somebody come out with a letter like that and expect anybody with three active brain cells to believe any of it.
Well, you know, I tell you what's even funnier in my mind than Charles Schumer's letter is a fundraising letter that Senator Bob Packwood of Oregon, who was one of the biggest water carriers for Israel, and he wasn't even Jewish, one of the biggest water carriers for Israel to ever serve in the Senate. And it's very, very interesting because his letter was sent out to supporters of Israel, and I assume probably most of them Jewish, at least 99.9% of them Jewish. And in the letter, which was signed by Senator Packwood, he referred to we. Now, here's the funny part about it. What this, and I've been around enough writing of fundraising letters for a number of organizations over the years, I know what happened there. Some whip-smart young Jewish boy or Jewish girl, some direct mail wizard, so to speak, cranked out this letter, thinking of himself or herself, as the letter was written, as being Jewish. Well, then what happened is this letter was taken to Senator Packwood and put down in front of him. Nobody edited the letter to any serious degree, and Senator Packwood signed the letter himself, and it was sent out on his letterhead, and in that letter, he referred to we, in other words, we Jewish people. So, you know, I wonder if Packwood even read the letter before it was sent out. I mean, I'm sure they just put it down in front of him, and he signed whatever they told him to sign.
But, Mike, the thing about Packwood was, did the letter include the fact that he was smooching and grabbing so-and-so and all of his female acquaintances and anybody else in his staff and everybody else that ran
across? No, it didn't. And, Jim, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, it's funny. Years before the story about Packwood's antics, so to speak, his shenanigans, his peccadilloes came out, I met a young lady here on Capitol Hill who told me that that happened to her the very day, the very hour, that within just a few minutes of meeting Bob Packwood when she was hired for his staff. Well, I'm going to tell you what this United States Senator said to this young lady who was actually quite well endowed. He said to her, and forgive me, ladies who are listening in here, this is what a United States Senator said to a young woman, this respected United States Senator said to this young woman just a few minutes after she was brought into his office. He said to her, you have the biggest, he didn't use this term, but he said, you have the biggest bosom I've ever seen in my life. A United States Senator said this to a young woman sitting in his office. And you know, you know what's interesting about it, though, Jim? They kept this all quiet. Everybody knew it was going on Capitol Hill. Everybody knew about it. But you know when they finally decided to bring it out in public and pull the rug out from under Bob Packwood? When they finally found a Jewish member of Congress who was able to run successfully for his Senate seat. And that's exactly what they did. That senator from Washington State who's still sitting in the Senate, whose name escapes me, but he couldn't have run against Packwood and beat Packwood in the general election. But they forced Packwood out of office and set the stage for this guy to get elected to his Senate seat. And this is,
Mike,
stuff that was known about Packwood for years.
Mike, I thought perhaps they brought it out when this self-same well-endowed female was caught in what they called a Senate sandwich between Chris Dodd and Teddy Kennedy in one of the restaurants there in Washington, D.C.
I know where that restaurant
that the
way
is. It was described?
I know. No, this young lady, I can say that about
no,
her.
No, it's
but,
just a thought that entered my mind, but who knows, you know.
All right. Well, Jim, I got to move on here.
All right.
Good to hear from you. All right, let's go to David in South Carolina. David, come on up.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
All right. This is Carolina David, the Dave Brigade.
All right.
Good to speak with you again after all this time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I was just thinking that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, I was just thinking you're a bit too hard on old poor old Chuckie Schumer. I mean, after all he's doing is exercising his religious rights to, you know, since they do own the world and everything and everyone in it, you know, according to his belief system. And, you know, and of course, oh gosh, you know, him being in Congress and everything, how dare we ask of him to do what we tell him to do? Oh no, that sounds like oppression to me. Oy.
No, isn't that terrible? Yeah, that someone would dare to criticize a member of Congress for trying to take away our First Amendment freedoms and our Second Amendment freedoms. That's really scurrilous, yeah.
Oh, that's just awful of us, isn't it? Yep, sounds like anti-Semitism to me.
Well, isn't it interesting, though, isn't it interesting that in that letter he linked anti-Semitism to criticisms of his position on gun control?
Yeah.
Yeah, in other words, if you criticize Senator Schumer for his position on gun control, you are implicitly criticizing him because he also happens to be Jewish. That is the message that letter is sending out.
Oh, yeah. It's like ask the Russians how they had to deal with not being able to defend themselves when the communists took over in Russia, you know, who were supposedly atheistic Jews to a large extent. Yeah, let's see. Well, in my opinion anyway, okay, well, there's one thing I've been wanting to call you about.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this book by Mars, okay? I should have said Sieg Heil when we answered the phone together, I guess, because, of course, we live in the Fourth Reich now.
Yeah, exactly.
Outrageous. I mean, I read the Crossfire, you know, of course, a long time ago. I found it to be a really good, informative book in a lot of ways. Of course, the conclusions were not what I thought they would be. I had this other book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. You know, it was informative to an extent about a lot of things. And then I heard him on Rents, for instance, a week or two ago, advertising this new book. And it took me about 30 minutes, and I'd respected this man up until then, okay? And heard him going on about, you know, the man didn't even know the definition of National Socialism.
You know, that's right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
National, as in National Socialism in Germany, is qualified by the fact that it is a homogeneous people in one state. That's the only way you do have a nationalist anything of any
exactly.
type.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, so I just lost all respect for him, you know. And I gave him benefit of a doubt and listened to him on one more show just to see if it might be changing the tune a little. Oh, no, about the same spiel. Another 30 minutes. I said, ugh. Can't handle this no more.
You know, David, I'm glad you called because, you know, I've had a couple people tell me, you know, off the air, although most people that have called in on the air have said, you know, yeah, go ahead, keep hitting this guy. But I've had a couple people say, oh, well, you know, Jim Mars has done a lot of good. You know, he does a lot of good with his books and so forth. But, you know, I don't think that he's doing a lot of good by putting out a lot of disinformation like that. And, you know, as I say, I don't feel compelled to coddle him at all.
Absolutely not. You know, the thing about it was, too, is Mr. Rentz asked him specifically when he heard what the book was about, how in the world did you get this published? I don't understand, you know, and they were kind of joking about that. And he said, oh, I don't know. And, of course, after listening to what he was talking about, of course, it's the classic bashing boy of the entire world. It's every time in every kind of place it's okay to smash Nazis. You know, there's one under every bush. Right there's Al-Qaeda, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all part and parcel of this whole propaganda spiel. I shouldn't use a Yiddish term there, but this whole propaganda spiel that the Nazis are behind everything, and in fact, if you look at the root of it, you'll find that the Nazis are behind Al-Qaeda. which, of course, you know, it goes on and on and on, you know. And you know, I've reached a point, I've talked about this, Mark Glenn and I have talked about this, that after a period of time, you know, you can only play Mr. Nice Guy for so long and tolerate this stuff and listen to it and not say something about it. You know, and when I saw that book the other day, I said to myself, all right, you know, I'm not going to keep quiet about this. I'm going to talk about it on the air. I know a lot of people are going to get mad about it, but, hey, let the chips fall where they may.
Exactly. And one more point I'd like to make is...
Yeah, go ahead.
I've got to the point where, you know, of course, if he's making lots of money off this, you know, he's popular. He's even on television shows sometimes about some things, you know, History Channel, things like that, you know, regarding conspiracy and whatnot. He is very, very knowledgeable about a lot of things, of course, you know, JFK, things like that, which I'm looking forward to getting your book about it, actually. You got the point, exactly what I've thought about for a long time, the Mossad. But, you know, I've got to the point to where a politician or the news media, if it comes out of their mouths, and particularly anyone who's a Jew, I hate to say that, but that's the truth, I automatically assume it's false until I can verify that it's not. It's just the nature of it.
You know, this is my feeling exactly, and it's kind of frustrating to get so cynical. But you know, as I've always said, if I hear in the mass media that someone's a bad guy, you know, I automatically say to myself, well, maybe he or she, as the case may be, maybe that person isn't as bad as they're painting that person to be.
Absolutely. That's almost a flashing red light that says, hey, wait a minute, there might be something good here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's, you know, and you know, that's the whole problem, you know. It's, we are up against this controlled media that, well, I should reverse that. The controlled media is up against us.
Yes.
You know, we're like a little ant, you know, and this controlled media is like this giant elephant bouncing around out of control, and you know, we're just kind of ducking, you know, and hoping that maybe we can cause the elephant to trip.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's all we can do. Just keep on fighting.
Right. You know, the main thing about it is they're always so terrified. Above all, I mean, even the weapons isn't the biggest issue for them. It's people speaking out. They just cannot stand that. You ever wondered, now, I don't know, you have, of course, I think you might have talked about this once before, but so many people out there, they think, wow, why come the Jews got kicked out of almost every country they've ever been in throughout all history? Makes you wonder. I ain't never heard about Lutherans getting kicked out of every country they've ever been in. You know?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Really? Oh, I got one little
quick
thing.
That's a good analogy right there.
Got one quick thing for you,
yeah,
right
go ahead.
Fast, and I'll let you go, because I know Dave's probably waiting in the wings. Anyway, it's a joke that Jim might appreciate as well, which I was glad to hear him, of course. Something I heard years ago. You may have heard it before. There's a new tire company, a Jewish tire company. Have you heard the name of it yet? Firestein. Not only will it stop on a dime, but it'll pick it up, too. Okay, well, it was great to talk with you again, Mike.
All right, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you again. All right. Well, speaking of Dave, I guess David from South Carolina was referring to Dave from Massachusetts, and guess what? Dave from Massachusetts is with us. Dave, come on up. Yeah, actually, Dave, you know, we have a break coming up here, so come on up, and we may hold you over there.
I think there must be some mistake. This is Goliath.
In many respects, I wouldn't want to be Goliath, because remember what happened to him.
Right. Yeah, so the break's coming up, Michael, huh?
Yeah, and it'll be about another minute or so. You have a minute before we hit it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, you know, Michael, when you were, like, talking about Schumer and everything, you know, what I was maybe going to talk about tonight is get on this subject of there's so much of this so-called Patriot Radio and thank God, RBN is disassociating itself from this kind of Patriot Radio. But you know, they'd be calling Charles Schumer now. They'd be describing him as a Nazi. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, on this alternative, some of these other Patriot networks now, they'd be referring to Charles Schumer as a Nazi, but I just hear it, I've listened to it ad nauseum since I started listening to this talk radio and everything, but everybody's a Nazi, you know, they're talking about if they're at the airport, the TSA, Nazis, and, you know, it's Nazi this, Nazi that, Bush is a Nazi, of course, his cabinet and everything, like Condoleezza Rice, of course, is a brown shirt. And, and you know.
Dave, listen, I tell you what, we have the break coming up here. It is upon us. When we come back, I'm glad you brought up Charles Schumer as a Nazi, because I'm going to nail Jim Mars to the wall on Charles Schumer and Nazis and the JFK assassination. So if you'll bear with me, Dave, we're going to talk about that in the closing minutes of the program. Stay tuned.
Sounds great. Folks. Sounds great, Michael.
All righty. Folks, this is going to show you what a big fraud Jim Mars really is. Stay tuned. You'll find us in.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There we go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here, and I want to thank Dave from Massachusetts for jogging my memory here. I'm going to cut into Dave's time, but I think this is very instructive. Dave talked about how Senator Charles Schumer would be called a Nazi by the kind of people who believe this kind of crap being put out by Jim Mars. Well, here's what's interesting, folks. In Jim Mars' book, he talks about the mysterious group Permandex, which was linked to Clay Shaw, who was involved in a JFK assassination conspiracy in some way. And in his book, Mars points out that one of the founders of Permandex, perhaps the founder, was Giorgio Mantello, or Georges Mandel, who was a Jewish fellow out of Europe. And the implication is, as Jim Mars writes it, that this guy Mandel, or Mantello, however you want to call him, was some sort of Nazi. Well, it just clicked in my mind when Dave brought this up that some years ago, Charles Schumer offered a bill in the United States Senate, I don't know if it was ever approved, calling for a gold medal, a congressional gold medal, to be awarded to Giorgio Mantello. Now, I'm here to tell you, folks, Charles Schumer is not a Nazi, and I guarantee you that if Giorgio Mantello, who was involved in this group linked to the Kennedy assassination, if he were a Nazi, Charles Schumer would not be calling for a congressional medal, a gold medal, for this European gentleman by the name of Mantello or Mandel, whatever you want to refer to him as. So again, folks, put it in the context. Were the Nazis really behind the Kennedy assassination, as Jim Marr's new book implies? No, folks, they were not. It was the anti-Nazis who were behind the Kennedy assassination. It was the anti-Nazis who remembered that President Kennedy's father was sympathetic to Nazi Germany. It's the anti-Nazis, so to speak, who know that the Kennedy family, as I've described in this program, had both privately and publicly made noises that were considered a threat to international Zionism. So, folks, that's what we're dealing with here. That's just another little example of why this whole theme of the Nazis have taken over the government, the Nazis came to the United States and have taken over and misdirected our foreign policy. Folks, there's no truth to it. Dave, are you still there?
I'm still here, Michael.
Yeah, Dave, did you understand that? Did you understand the point I was trying to make? It's a little complex, but...
Absolutely, Michael. You know, Michael, I grew up in the generation where my father and grandfather and everything during the Cold War, they used to warn about and they used to be anxious about and concerned about the communist takeover of the United States. And let me, you know, the other night I was talking about keep it simple, stupid. What's going on here is what our fathers and grandfathers referred to as the communist takeover of the United States. It's not the Nazi takeover of the United States. In fact, like I say sometimes, the only thing that America and this neocon New World Order crowd has that's taken over our country, the only thing they have in common with the Nazis is concentration camps. Michael, if I have a minute,
I tell you what, Dave, you only have about 3 seconds, so let's just wrap it up for the evening. But you know I'll be here tomorrow night, and I hope you will be too, along with all of our listeners and lots, lots more. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up tonight, but, you know, like I say, God willing, we'll be here tomorrow night and many nights into the future. Thanks for listening. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm going to talk about that Mantello thing again tomorrow night because it needs to be elaborated upon. Thanks to Dave for mentioning that item that jogged my memory. All right, folks, thanks for listening in. Have a good evening.
Gold has